Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm in room 805. I checked in 2 days ago. This is already the third time I'm having problems with the shower. You need to do something about it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. If you can give us more detailed information about your problem, we could fix it far more quickly.
Well, the water is so weak and it suddenly turns into cold water in the middle of shower. I suggest you find out what the problem is.
I feel so bad about your inconvenience. Why don't I move you to one of our suite rooms to make up for your trouble? Number 32. What is the woman's problem? Number 33. How long has the woman stayed in her room? Number 34. What does the man offer? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm looking for a guitar to learn with. Do you have one for beginners?
Sure we do. Is there anything particular you're looking for?
I was hoping to get the one that is reasonably priced.
I understand. But the problem with guitars in the lower price range is that they can be hard to tune. A lot of beginners end up quitting because the notes don't sound right.
Well, the guitar is actually for me, and I have a little of experience of playing other instruments, so I don't think that will be a problem.
In that case, the guitars you should look at are on this wall.
They look fine to me. Is there anything else I should know about before starting playing?
Well, I suggest buying some music books, too. We have a large selection of beginner's books to get you started with your new guitar.
Number 35. Who is the woman? Number 36. What problem does the woman mention? Number 37. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. Do you need any help finding something? I'm the manager of the store.
I'm fine. I just came here to look for a birthday present for my brother, and I found a jacket that he would like.
That's great. Before you pay for it, however, let me give you a great offer. If you sign up for our frequent shoppers card, you'll get 15% off all your charges that you will pay today. Would you like an application form?
Yes, please. That sounds like a good deal. I guess I have to get the membership first to get a discount. Number 38. Why is the man at the store? Number 39. What special offer is currently available? Number 40. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Adam, one of the overseas sales managers will be visiting us next week. He's never been to New York before, and I'd like to show him around. Have you ever taken the city tour bus?
Well, if he has some time, it would be a good idea. Or you could take him out on musical shows on Broadway. Everybody loves the show.
He should be leaving next Monday to meet with the managers in the West Coast.
Why don't you call the ticket office now and find out what shows still have seats left? They sell out pretty quickly, you know.
Number 41. According to the woman, what will happen next week? Number 42. What does the woman ask about? Number 43. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me, we just saw a sign by the store entrance about your interior design service.
My wife and I are interested in doing some remodeling in our kitchen. Can you help us with that?
Certainly. We can help you choose everything from appliances and cabinets to paint colors.
That sounds great. How do we get started?
Before we begin, I just want to let you know that we're offering a special promotion this month, 15% off any home improvement purchase you make in our store.
That is wonderful news. It is a good thing we decided to stop by at the store.
First, I can set up an appointment for one of our designers to come out to your home. That way, the designer can see your kitchen and give you some ideas.
Number 44. What is the couple planning to do? Number 45. What is available only until the end of the month? Number 46. What does the store manager offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. Since you've been feeling well lately, I think we can reduce the dose of your medication. Do you want us to send a new prescription to your pharmacist?
Thank you, Dr. Young. But I recently changed my pharmacy, so could you send the prescription to them? Last month, I moved to a small apartment in Pineview Complex, and I found out it has a small pharmacy inside the building.
Sure. Just don't forget to give the number of the new pharmacy to the receptionist when you leave. Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What happened to the woman last month? Number 49. What information will the woman give the receptionist? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Is there any way I can get to Los Angeles as soon as possible? My flight from New York didn't arrive on time, so I missed my connecting flight.
Well, let me check. We don't have any direct flights, but if you're willing to stop over in San Francisco, there's a flight leaving in 20 minutes. That will be your best choice for now.
As long as it gets me to Los Angeles in one piece, I'll take it. Would there be any extra charge?
No, ma'am. You're fine. Here is your ticket, and please hurry to gate number 20. The ground crew will be waiting for you. Number 50. What is the woman's problem? Number 51. What is the woman's final destination? Number 52. What does the man mean when he says, "You're fine"? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for coming, Miss Wilson. As the last stage of our interview process, we're interviewing the top three candidates for the position of our online sales manager. Could you tell us more about your previous job experience?
Well, I've been working at Sanwa Electronics for the last 5 years, and I was awarded as the Employee of the Year in 2007 by making record-breaking sales.
That is pretty impressive. Do you mind telling us why you would want to leave your current job?
Well, I'm going back to school to get my master's degree in business administration, but I still want to work full-time. This position has the flexibility that will allow me to work and study at the same time.
Number 53. What position is the woman interviewing for? Number 54. What is said about Sanwa Electronics? Number 55. Why does the woman say she wants to change jobs? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Becky, how was your sales presentation? I was afraid you might be feeling nervous about meeting all the board members.
It didn't go well at all. I spent so much time preparing the slides, but unfortunately the projector just stopped in the middle of the presentation. It was a complete disaster.
That's awful. How did you manage?
Luckily, the copy center was closed, so I ran over and made enough copies for everyone to look at. I did my best and tried to sound strong and confident.
You did the best you could do. I'm sure everyone understood that it wasn't your fault.
I'm feeling exhausted now that it's over.
Number 56. What problem did the woman have? Number 57. What did the woman do to solve the problem? Number 58. Why does the woman say,
I'm feeling exhausted?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Rebecca, I wanted to remind you that we'll be having our office painted this weekend. The painters will move the furniture and paint the whole office, and make sure you clear everything off your desk before you leave today.
Sure, Mr. Roy, but we will have to start working on Monday, and I'm concerned about ventilation. Do you think the air in the office would be clean enough to work on Monday?
Don't worry. I specifically requested the workers use a special kind of paint that gives off less fume. They claim that the room will be cleared of all smells just after a few hours. We'll see on Monday, I guess.
Number 59. According to the speakers, what will happen this weekend? Number 60. What is the woman asked to do? Number 61. What has the man requested that the workers do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and ticket.
I can't believe the train hasn't come in yet. I wonder what could possibly be wrong. Do you think there has been an accident?
Well, the ticket agent said that the tracks are being worked on, and it's causing delays up to 30 minutes. I'm afraid I might be late for work. I have to be at the company by 8:30 to get ready for a 9 o'clock opening.
I've been taking the train for a long time, and this is the first time this has happened. The train is supposed to be so reliable, you know.
You're right. This is strange. I take the train because it stops just a few streets from the bank where I work. In 5 years as a teller, I've never been late for work. Number 62. Why is the woman concerned? Number 63. Look at the graphic. When is likely the new departure time for the man's train? Number 64. Where does the man work? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and guide.
Hi, Tony. This is Angela. I'm just checking in. How's everything going up here? Are you checking the lights of the Olson Energy offices yet? They've been asking to fix them for days.
Actually, it's taking longer than I thought it would. I changed the light bulbs of the rooms, but they won't turn on, so I decided to check the electric wires in the back room. I'm just going to get the keys from the maintenance room.
Well, before you start working on the wiring, could you come downstairs? I need some help moving the big table in one of the conference rooms on the fourth floor. We need to repaint the wall.
Sure, I'll be right up. This is a good time for me to take a break anyway. Number 65. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where is the man currently working? Number 67. What are the speakers probably going to do next? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, our employees are participating in a trade convention in 2 weeks and we'd like to order t-shirts with our company's logo on them. What options would you recommend?
Well, we have a wide variety of colors and styles. After you choose the t-shirts you want, we can either print or sew the design on them.
I would prefer sewing. It looks more professional. How long would it take to have 100 t-shirts sewed with our logo on them? We don't have that much time.
First, we need to know how complicated your logo is to give you a detailed estimate. However, if you visit our website, we have posted the standard price list for different options. You can check the price there for the basic sewing for 100 people, plus the price of the t-shirts you choose as well.
Okay, I'll do that right away.
Meanwhile, if you want to expedite the process, please update your company's logo on your online order form and click for estimate request.
Number 68. What information does the woman provide? Number 69. What is the man concerned about? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much will the man's order cost?